time the wind blows puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago. Sunday morning, abandoned Manitoba time, and Gordon Goldsborough is here. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So what are we talking about this week?
We're talking about a Winnipeg institution that was said to be the oldest of its kind in Canada. That institution is now gone, and this week we're remembering the legacy of the Winnipeg Press Club.
Okay, so what was the Winnipeg Press Club?
Well, as the name implies, it was a club for newspaper men, and I do mean men. When it was founded in 1887, there were no women in journalism. Female journalists did begin to appear in the early 20th century, but women were not able to join the Winnipeg Press Club until 1970, a full 83 years after it was founded.
So if we're talking about the press club, does that mean that it was just for men working at newspapers?
Well, yes. It doesn't include, by the way, the other men who worked at the newspaper, the one who ran the presses, the one who did the advertising, all that. No, it was just the journalists, which I think was a reflection of the time. 1887, newspapers were really the only public medium for the dissemination of information. So when you say press club, you really do mean the press, as in, you know, newspaper press. In 1923, however, Manitoba's first radio station, CKY, which incidentally is very different than today's CKY, began operating. But the newsmen who worked at CKY had to wait 30 years until 1953 before they could join the Winnipeg Press Club.
Sounds like a very exclusive club.
Yes, it was. But it was a loose-knit club, too, because although it was founded in 1887, it had mostly petered out within the first 3 years, and it was inactive into the early 20th century. It did not become really formally organized until 1922. So I'm not sure that its claim as the oldest media club in Canada is supported by the facts. It's basically been around actively for 100 years.
And what did the club do?
Well, a history of the organization that was written back in 2012 states that the Winnipeg Press Club was founded on three core principles: beer, baseball, and business. The first of these principles, beer, was related to the fact that the Winnipeg Press Club was legendary as a place for copious beer consumption. A popular club activity was its annual beer and skits event that we discussed here in Abandoned Manitoba back in 2022. The beer and skits content was typical of its time, being very politically incorrect. And, well, to be frank, very sexist, too. Women, in fact, were not permitted to attend beer and skits until 1983, 13 years after they had gained the right to be club members. You know, you remember the club, but you couldn't go to beer and skits. The second core principle, baseball, referred to the fact that for many years, the Winnipeg Press Club fielded a team of journalists who played against other baseball teams all around Winnipeg.
Okay, so we covered beer and baseball. What about the third principle of the club, business?
Right. The club did perform valuable public services through its history. So in 1887, soon after being founded, the club successfully lobbied the provincial government to amend Manitoba's laws relating to libel to protect journalists from frivolous legal action. When journalists censor themselves in fear that they may be sued when someone doesn't like what they have written, well, no matter how truthful, the public interest as a whole may suffer. So I think the club's actions had great public value.
And did the club perform any other public services?
For many years, the Winnipeg Press Club raised funds for such groups as the Firefighters Burn Fund. Its members participated in Schmocky Night. I suspect a lot of our listeners remember a very popular annual event in the Winnipeg Arena. But there were other, deeper benefits, too. Politicians were often made honorary members of the club, and over beers, they could have frank, private conversations with journalists about issues of the day. These chats gave journalists useful insights to the political process they wouldn't have got any other way. And at the same time, the politicians got to know journalists personally, so they didn't see them as the enemy, as sometimes seems to happen today. Conversations between journalists at the club about the good, the bad, and the ugly aspects of their profession were helpful, too. The practice of journalism can be stressful, especially when one covers a lot of bad news, so the camaraderie of club members could provide a useful psychological support network.
Why did the club membership decline?
I think there were a couple of reasons. Society as a whole, for the past several decades, has been moving away from participation in organized group. One only need look at the declining attendance at many mainstream churches, and at the declining membership in organizations such as the Women's Institute and the Masons as illustrations of this trend. I suspect the press club's activities simply didn't appeal to a new generation of journalists. The notion of getting out to drink heavily was just not appealing. You know, a second reason, I think, is that the club was doomed by geography. In Winnipeg's early days, all the major newspapers were in what was known as Newspaper Row on Albert Street in the Exchange District. Journalists wanting to wet their whistle could easily walk to the clubhouse from work. Over the years, radio and television stations were established all over the city, and eventually the two major newspapers relocated to an industrial park on the city's outskirts. So, in other words, it was no longer convenient to travel halfway across the city to get to the press club. Yet, you know, it seems to me that it would still be useful to have a venue for journalists and politicians to share experiences and advice amongst themselves. So I think it's really too bad that the club is now gone, even if the reports of its demise were somewhat premature.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that, because there were some reports a few months ago that the club had closed, weren't there?
Yes. The club's imminent death has been predicted for, in fact, over a decade. Back in 2012, a group of club members joined with my organization, the Manitoba Historical Society, to produce an entire issue of our magazine on the history of the club. We assumed that the magazine would be the club's last act, but it soldiered on, largely in name alone. Back in August, several media outlets reported that the club had folded officially. They were inaccurate. My sources tell me that the club was still putting its financial affairs in order, but it was merely a matter of time.
So what's the update? Is the club here? Is it gone?
It is gone. 2 weeks ago, I was at the St. James branch of the Royal Canadian Legion. That has been the club's symbolic home for the last decade or so, and I was there to witness its final moments. A set of photographs of club presidents through the years were taken down from the wall, packed up, and taken to the University of Manitoba archives. There, they joined a collection of other documents relating to the activities of the clubs through the years. So I date the death of the Winnipeg Press Club to November of 2023. Meanwhile, there is an entity here in Winnipeg called the J.W. Defoe Foundation, which incidentally was named for a longstanding editor of the Winnipeg Free Press, and who was also a long-term member of the Winnipeg Press Club. Through this foundation, the Winnipeg Press Club will live on.
Oh, really? How so?
Well, back in May, funds from the Winnipeg Press Club were transferred to the Defoe Foundation to be used to provide an annual award of $1,000 to a full-time student in a Manitoba university or college who has published a persuasive commentary on a political or policy issue in a campus or community newspaper. So the idea is it's a writing award, and the winning article each year will be submitted by the Defoe Foundation to the Winnipeg Free Press for its consideration to be published there. In this way, the Winnipeg Press Club will help to foster future generations of journalists. And as we know, distrust in the mainstream news media, at least in some sectors of society, is at an all-time high. So I think we really need trustworthy journalism today more than ever. So I commend the members of the Winnipeg Press Club for this final noble gesture.
At least some good parts of the Press Club lives
yes.
on.
Oh, and there's lots of them. It's, you know, yes, there's some things that are maybe a little dubious by our modern standards, but, you know, you have to put it in context that for the time it was not considered unusual.
Gordon, thanks for this. What's up for next week?
We are going to look at a vacant building in rural Manitoba that is quite unique. One could say there are none like it.
Thanks so much, Gordon.
Talk next week. Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba. Many moons.